This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Barton Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. We are here in our new studio at the Seaport, in New York City.
It's cushy in here, man. All we need now is a vending machine. Rex, you will love this, man. I tell you, you come in because, you know, when we have regulars on here, we don't have to introduce Rex. He's family.
But
you
know, the people need to know that he's here with us, though.
They don't know.
Obviously, watching on ESPN Plus, you could see that Rex Ryan
will
be joining us. But Rex Ryan does join us on the Goodyear Hotline. So he brings us here. Coach, good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us. We want to have some fun with you right out of the gate because we asked a question just based on the fact that Sam Darnold is now gone. And my six-year-old daughter, I bought her a Sam Darnold jersey thinking, I mean, he's probably going to be here for a while, right? No, of course not. No, it's like my Richard Todd jersey. I might as well just burn it. So I asked that question, a jersey you have or had that you completely regretted like shortly after you got it. I don't know if you have one from your lifetime.
That's good. Oh, shoot.
I mean, if it's a player, that's good too.
Every single Buffalo Sabre jersey I bought, I guess you call them sweaters in hockey because I was only there for a short time. So I guess that would be it. I had like five of them. I had season tickets. So
no French Connection line. You didn't have any of those guys.
Oh yeah, I did. I had Gilbert Perreault, Rick Martin, and Rene Robert. We had them all.
Robert. Oh, I love it.
Like I'm a hockey fan. Like I'm a legit sport fan. By the way, can the Mets close out a game this year?
No. When is Jacob DeGrom
going to hit six?
Jacob DeGrom should just ask for a trade now. Just get me out of here.
We're paying all this money for these dudes. Come on.
Killing. It's crazy,
right,
man.
Let's go through a couple of tweets we've gotten on this topic because you guys will enjoy this because some of them are hilarious. So Justin said, my Manziel jersey lasted all of 12 seconds. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Let's see. Another one. I bought a Glenn Foley authentic Jets jersey. That didn't last long either. Two John Tavares jerseys. They're just collecting dust. A lot of Odell Beckham Jr. jerseys I'm getting here as well. Rob Johnson, Bills jersey. That didn't last very long either. Let's see. Ron Dane, an Islanders Yashin jersey. That lasted, but you didn't really want it. Let's see how many others we can get here. Let's see. I know there were a couple of really good ones. Kellen Winslow Jr., that is not a jersey you want anymore.
Yeah, you can't wear that.
No.
Darren Sharper, you can't wear that one out either.
Yeah, somebody actually said Darren Sharper. That's not one either that you want. Let's see what else. A T.O. Eagles jersey. How'd that work out? A Matt, here you go, Rex, a Matt Harvey jersey. That didn't last
Matt
either.
Harvey. Remember the dark guy? He was our answer there for a while.
For a little while.
I wonder, no Sonny Gray. I mean, that's the good thing about the Yankee. The good thing about the Yankee jerseys is you just hold on to somebody good comes on and picks that number, and you can wear it again.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm a big Lance Lynn guy, and he was with the Yankees for a cup of coffee, and I do have the jersey.
A Khalil Mack Raiders jersey. That's one also that didn't last very long. Jets Vilma jersey. All right, we can go on. A Browns Trent Richardson. We got some really good ones here. A Calvin Pryor Jets jersey.
Yeah.
We've got some good ones here as we go through them. But all right, so let's get to the latest jersey that now everybody has or lots of them have in New York that they regret, and that's Sam Darnold, who now will have a Carolina Panthers jersey. Rex, what do you think of the trade for both teams?
I think it's great for the Jets. And the reason I say it, you want a guy that's going to win 30 of your games? Because that's what Sam Darnold was. But I remember now, I was one of the only guys that warned all the Jet fans that maybe this isn't as good a choice as you think it is. I was all in the Josh Allen corner then.
Yeah.
But I think I was the only one. But now it seems like there's a lot of people that claim they were on that same bandwagon, even though it's not the case. But I love being right. I was right on this when I did say that, everybody rips Mark Sanchez, but how's he look compared to Sam Darnold? So we'll see. Let's hope this guy puts up some of the numbers that Mark Sanchez put up with four road playoff wins. Let's do that first, and then we'll see what we get. But I honestly believe they're going to hit on this quarterback. I saw him play, albeit on TV, against Coastal Carolina in a loss, by the way. How the hell you lose to Coastal Carolina? But they did. But this guy's a freak athletically. And, I mean, he's got the He has all the tools from a physical standpoint to be an elite quarterback in the NFL. Now, all the other things, the biggest question I have is the question that everybody would have would be, how the hell are you not a captain? Like, that's a concern. This isn't Jay Cutler, is it? That's a concern to me. And the same thing, Josh Rosen was supposed to be good, but we knew when talking to some of the coaches on that staff that he certainly wasn't the answer. I'm not getting that take from the people that I know around that BYU program. However, it's always a concern when your starting quarterback's not a captain.
Hey, Rex, we know that, you know, the hit rate for quarterbacks within the top 10 is usually about 42%. So you talk about four guys potentially going in the first four picks. We know that potentially two of them are going to be bust. So, you know, how can the Jets ensure that they have the right one? Because when you look at Trey Lance, does he provide more upside and maybe the possibility to be more durable and the fact that he's a bigger quarterback and also can make some plays outside of the pocket with his legs, albeit that he's only had 1 year really playing, you know, at a high level starting?
Yeah, well, that's a great point, Bart. I mean, you really don't know. I like both these guys, though. I mean, and obviously Trevor Lawrence. But Trey Lance, you mentioned, and to me, yes, it would be a gamble if you took him over Zach Wilson, because Zach Wilson, to me, when you look at today's NFL game, you still got to be able to throw from the pocket, but also you got to be accurate on the move. And this guy is that. He's got poise. Kind of reminds me a little of Aaron Rodgers when you look at he's looking to throw first before just the scramble. And I think when you look at Trey Lance, the young man's looking to run more than he is to have eyes downfield and throw it down the field. So I think the NFL game, I think Zach Wilson's game plays to it. But you did touch on an interesting point is Zach Wilson, does he have the durability of an NFL quarterback? And that's also something that's a concern. But again, I'm all in on this pick. I think it's going to be a good pick for the Jets. We'll see. I feel much better about this pick than I did when Sam Darnold came on board.
Well, all right, Rex Ryan joining us here, Barton Hunt, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. So with that in mind, you had no hesitation when the trade was made or when the trade up was made to draft Mark Sanchez to start him, to play him as a rookie quarterback. Would you think that the Jets would go that direction as well at the number two pick if it was Zach Wilson with a young team that they do have? They're assembling a young group. It's not like the group that you had. You had a veteran group. Would you go ahead as a coach and say, no, I'm going to start this kid, or do you feel like they've got to find themselves a quality veteran, if there are any left, that can handle the starting job?
No. Hell, this is second overall pick. Dude, he better be your starter, or you got the wrong cat. So, to me, he's going to be your starter, and that's good. That's fine. There's ways of winning with rookie quarterbacks, albeit it's hard. It's not easy. We had the number one defensive league, but the year before, remember that Jet defense was 23rd in the league. So you brought in a guy that's supposed to be a great defensive coach. You can fix that. You put the rookie quarterback in and you play to it. And nobody liked the old red, white, and blue, or whatever I did with the red light, green light crap. But at the end of the day, he's got to be smart with the football and understand that you got you don't have to win the game yourself. You should have an outstanding defense there and build accordingly.
But, you know, Rex, when you look at this roster, they don't have a quarterback on the roster right now. And I'm wondering who's going to teach this guy how to be a professional. And I'm looking at the options around the league, and it looks like everybody's taken up. Maybe Alex Smith is out there, but you can't trust Alex Smith to come here and he still thinks that he's a starter in his league. And I was looking at maybe Nick Foles because you know that the Bears are going to have to move him. And you know that maybe Teddy Bridgewater may want to go and try and be a Chicago Bear or a Denver Bronco. So that brings in a veteran guy that you can kind of ease him into the starting lineup, you know, be it by game six. Because we watched Joe Burrow literally almost get killed last year and, you know, almost ruined him when you think about having an ACL. So I don't know if the Jets have the personnel right now to protect a young quarterback from himself and trying to make plays and try and be brave in the pocket. And, you know, he could potentially get hurt and you can hurt a future asset.
Yeah, but Bart, this is where I totally disagree with you. And I usually always agree with you on most things, but this is something I totally disagree with you on. again, look, Mark Sanchez had nobody. I mean, really? We never had a quarterback. We had no quarterback. Who was he learning from? So, to me, this is something where you got to put him out there. The best learning, the best teacher will be to play him. You don't have to be like Cincinnati and throw the ball 50 times a game. All right? And that's something that I thought they were reckless in the way they handled Joe Burrow, that they never had the big picture in mind. Well, you know what you have. You have a franchise quarterback. You hope that you're drafting a franchise quarterback. And with that in mind, I don't need to throw the ball more than 25 times a game. That's how you break in a young quarterback. And again, it's so funny because everybody's quick to criticize, you know, well, what do you know about quarterbacks? I know enough to get to a championship game with a rookie quarterback, which is not easy to do. We did it based on our football team and playing, understanding that you have a rookie quarterback. That's how you protect them. If you're going to throw it 55 times a game, you're going to get the kid hurt. You're going to get any quarterback hurt with being that reckless as Cincinnati was.
All right, Rex, let's go around the league a little bit if we can, because there's a lot of headlines that have gone on. We haven't talked to you in a while. What do you make of all that drama that's going on in Green Bay right now with Aaron Rodgers, with him talking about the beautiful mystery and it's out of his control and everything else, and then the Packers staying so quiet about his future, at least with his contract situation?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, Aaron is a funny guy like that. He could say those type of things, but he knows. Like, come on. Aaron Rodgers is the man, and the fact that, look, that was a butcher job, what Green Bay did in the draft last year. And I kept thinking, I'm like, it's going to bite him. It's going to come back and bite him, you know, when you should have added to the quarterback, understand what you have. Well, quite honestly, these geniuses might not know what they have. And that's the thing about it. So you never know, but if this head coach has the authority to run Aaron Rodgers out of town, then that is, to me, would be absolutely ridiculous. Look, Aaron Rodgers is why that team is where they are every year. Not some coach that was born on third base thinks he hit a triple.
See, but Rex, you know the reality of the NFL. The reality is they have a natural out in his salary. If they really were all in for Aaron Rodgers, they would give him an extension and say, listen, we love Jordan Love, but listen, much like Tom Brady and Jimmy G, we think that Aaron Rodgers still has good football in front of him. And they didn't even go out in free agency and go get him a guy like Will Fuller. They could have got him Sammy Watkins. Give him something to make the man feel like you value him and you value his greatness. So it looks like they're planning, like, I think they're having a power struggle right now too, because he's 38 years old. I know eventually you have to move on from a great quarterback, no matter how, you know, how great he is. Everybody gets replaced. But Aaron Rodgers is more like 35, not 38, because he didn't play for 3 years of his career. At some point, they're going to have to see what they have in Jordan Love, and I think that's the dilemma that they have right now, because how is he going to get possible reps for you even to increase his trade value? Or how does Aaron Rodgers walk out the building, potentially go down to Pittsburgh or potentially go down to New Orleans and be a great quarterback and win championships with them?
Yeah, well, first off, there's no way they're going to let Aaron Rodgers walk out the door. That'd be absolutely ridiculous. And for those fans that think that this is they let Brett Favre walk out the door, yeah, because they had Aaron Rodgers. Jordan Love, guys. Wait, you want to see what Jordan Love is? Good luck with that one. Good luck with that one. That's what made it such a ridiculous pick. Like, I saw him. I'm like, really? You really think? You know, I love some of the guys that have no clue are saying, hey, this guy is just like Patrick Mahomes. He can't hold Patrick Mahomes' jockstrap. And that's what I'm saying. So this is – they would be absolutely – That would be the dumbest move in the history of the NFL,
but Rex,
if they let him walk out the door.
They found the Mormon Mahomes. We're talking about the Mormon Mahomes here for the Jets. They thought that they had the Mahomes or the Colin Kaepernick type of player last year. Remember, that's what Jordan Love was.
Yeah.
He was a guy that ascended out of nowhere. Well,
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It was so stupid. Like, there's no way. And Aaron Rodgers, here's the deal. Yes, the Packers – They did the same thing with Aaron Rodgers. Yes, but there was a debate whether Aaron Rodgers would be the first player taken in the draft, which he should have been. Not the, could this guy be a first-round pick? Like, I'm sorry. So that's what I mean. Like, this kid had no business being a first-round pick, and he was. People reached up and took him. So be it. But if you think you're going to get the next Aaron Rodgers because you did it one other time before, it ain't going to happen.
Rex, great to catch up with you as always. Thanks for joining us, and we appreciate it. It's always fun.
Hey, man, go back to fishing, man. Maybe, free some of that fish
for me. We need to get something going here. Come on, Mets. Put somebody in, for goodness sakes. We got to get this thing closed out.
Something, man. We got to get something,
I
man.
I can't believe that happened again.
It's crazy.
I can't believe it happened again.
At least the
very first game of the season,
yeah,
he had to get the first hit of the season. He had to get himself a run, and then they blow the
two hits.
Doesn't matter who owns the team. The story never changes.
Hey, is this a true thing? Somebody told me, is it DeGrom has had like 37 games where – he's left with a lead, and the bullpen has lost the game.
Yeah. If you said that as if it was a fact, like, I'd believe you.
He's a Bradley Beal of baseball.
Like, come on. This is unbelievable. I think the Mets are going to be all right, but, boy, as soon as it happened, every single Met fan was doing exactly what I was doing and saying, oh, no, not the bullpen again, dude.
Facepalm. Certainly that facepalm for sure. Rex, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. My pleasure. Take care.
Appreciate you. All right, that's Rex Ryan giving us the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. He laughed, but it wasn't it really did happen.
He's a Bradley Beal of baseball,
amazing.
Man. He put up 40, don't matter. Get two hits, doesn't matter.
How do you win with 10 wins?
Did he drive in like two runs yesterday?
Yes.
Like he got two hits.
He got the first hit of the season.
Oh, man.
Like that literally happened. It really is.
It has to be frustrating. Then they'll have a great like offensive output for somebody today. Right, like Stroman, they'll put up 20 when Stroman's out there.
All right, before we move on, let's go back to the calls real quick. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, because Armand in Louisiana has a question for you specifically, Bart. Go ahead, sure. Armand.
Hello.
Yes, Armand, how are you?
Bart.
What's up?
Hey, Bart. Hey, man. I love you, man. All right, check it out. When you were with Baltimore, you talked about you dropped TB12 and he got up. What happened when you dropped Big Ben Roethlisberger and he didn't get up? All right, tell that story.
Okay. He got up, but it was a lot later. He got up like Michael Myers. That's when I knew that he was not human. You know, just think about all the things that Ben has endured. I'm surprised that he can even still walk and talk and chew gum at the same time. I mean, he got his nose broken. Upshaw almost took his sternum out. I thought I killed him. This dude's like Michael Myers or something, man.
You thought you got him. You thought, like, because
he was down for a good five.
You watch the replay. Anybody can go to YouTube and find it or Google it. Vicious hit.
Yeah,
he had no idea you were coming.
That's when we play real football. It might have been one of those helmets right there. It might be that Ravens helmet up there.
With all the marks on it?
Yeah, because I think that's the Gene Upshaw year or that's the Sean Taylor year.
That was
2006.
Yeah, 21?
Yeah, that is. Yo, I think that's the helmet.
You just had a moment.
Yeah,
everybody on Plus could have seen your eyes right now when it was like,
no, because
yes,
I forgot. That was the year I went to the Pro Bowl, and that was the year that, man, I don't know.
Well, that's a special helmet we have here in the studio.
Man, I like security!
It. No, that's staying there. You left it here. That's all that matters. All right.
I don't know, man. Rex,
how about Rex, though?
I always agree with him, but I mean, come on, man. Like, they're looking at Jordan Love the same way that you're looking at Zach Wilson. That's the same way that you're looking at him, right? So
think about it. He has so much more faith in Zach Wilson.
Than Jordan Love.
Well, not even Jordan Love, than Sam Darnold.
Yeah. You know, but Rex was never – he never – listen, I think Sam Darnold's going to go down to Carolina, and I think he's going to be everything that they hoped that he was going to be. I mean, listen, you can't play with worse personnel like than what he played with. Like, you can arguably say that he had the worst teammates in the history in the last 3 years. And that's saying a lot, thinking that, you know, that the Bengals played without A.J. Green. And for him to even still be able to have any productivity, I think when he goes down there, it's going to be like a breath of fresh air, right? It's like he's been fighting with his hands tied behind his back. Now he has what he thought Le'Veon Bell was going to be.
Well, and coming up, again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So we keep the calls rolling. It's been a lot of fun today. But coming up, we'll do audio files. And in audio files, you hear from Mel Kiper, who talks about what Bart was just saying, Carolina and the weapons they can get. Remember, they still have the 8th overall pick. And Mel Kiper believes there's a player perfect now, yes. perfect, for them to choose after now trading for Sam Darnold. Who is it? You'll find out in Audio Files coming up next. But first, Bart has this from HelloFresh.
I bet we all miss a true real break. Not just endless downtime. I mean a real break that feels earned, a shortcut to give yourself what makes life truly easier without sacrificing the end result. And now that's a real feeling with HelloFresh. HelloFresh lets you skip grocery store, the crowds, the traffic, the hassle, without sacrificing delicious meals with more than 25 chef-created recipes to pick from each week. You'll never run out of meals to try. Go to HelloFresh.com/BART12. Use promo code BART12 and get 12 free meals, including free shopping. That's promo code BART12 at HelloFresh.com/BART12. We'll discuss who's winning the trade when we come back after this, Alan. It's good to look in those blue eyes, man, like looking at a husky.
Woof.
Bart and Han.
Oh, well done. Yes, well done. Sam Darnold, we hardly knew you. Before we get to audio files, though, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Yes, it's Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. I got to take Joe in Chicago. Joe, what's up?
Yes, greetings.
Greetings.
I have a complaint to register.
Okay, go ahead. We're here. This is the complaint department.
Okay, well, with all that's going on in the sports world, mm-hmm. the All-Star game being moved from Atlanta, Baylor beat upsetting undefeated Gonzaga.
Yes.
The Masters getting ready to start it.
That's another 2 days.
And you think we in Chicago care about who the starting quarterback is for the Jets, the rest of the country?
You should.
Okay, wait, let him fight. You don't care in Chicago about who's starting for the Jets. You don't care in Chicago that you have Andy Dalton instead of trading for Sam Darnold, which was a good option. That we discussed that as well.
Yeah, but that's not the primary object of what's going on in the sports world.
No.
You can get to that somewhere down the line.
I tell you, Joe, I appreciate you listening. I know you're upset about that. I wouldn't blame you if I was a Bears fan. I wouldn't want to hear about my Bears either. But, you know, we do also talk about a trade, which is a huge trade in the NFL that did happen. And, of course, the ramifications of the number two overall pick in the NFL draft, which, yes, there are things going on in the sports world. But, Joe, God bless you, and I thank you for the call. I registered your complaint. Your complaint has been heard. But it's the number two pick in the draft.
Yes.
Of the NFL draft, which is the biggest thing going on in sports, and it's only in a couple of weeks. The Masters is in a couple of days.
Right.
The national championship, we just discussed a few minutes ago, and we will in a few minutes from now. It's a sports show. We move it along. But this is a huge trade that happened after our show ended yesterday.
Yes.
So, therefore, with a former Jet on the show, we decided to talk about it. And we got a former Jet coach on the show who also talked about it because it is a big story.
Right, and it affects the draft, right? It affects the movement. Already we see that the trickle-down effect is now that teams understand that 1, 2, and 3 are pretty much locked up. Who's getting calls now? It's reports that Atlanta is getting calls to move down. So now they become the hot city that can control the draft, as now we know that the draft is already locked up. And if he is a Bears fan, then why this should affect you is because Sam Darnold went where?
Right.
He went to Carolina.
Yes.
Well, guess what? That means Teddy Bridgewater is seeking a trade, which he potentially can be an opportunity to get Pace and Nagy off the hook by getting an above-average quarterback, which means that they get rid of Nick Foles, which means they get a 29-year-old quarterback who has led his team to the playoffs and is still a franchise quarterback. So it talks about the effect. What is it, the butterfly effect? It's the butterfly effect, right? One move affects another move that affects another move that affects another move. And guess what? We're not the only one that thinks this is pretty damn important, because if you turn on TV, is going to say Sam Darnold got traded, and everybody's talking about the same damn thing.
It's all right.
So why would we talk about it? And we live in New York.
But it's okay. It's okay. He lives in Chicago. He felt like he didn't want to hear about it, and he wanted to register his complaint with us.
That is true.
I believe he actually thought he was talking to Greeny. and I just thought we should hear his complaint.
Greeny came on us with KJZ. He said 85% of his show was going to be about the Sam Darnold trade.
Right.
So listen, it's not just us.
Yeah. That's all right. But we let people air their grievances. It's Festivus every day on this show. And right now on this show, it is time for audio files.
Uh-huh. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
And we are Bart and Han, not Greeny, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive's Home Quote Explorer is changing the way you buy home insurance. Now you can go online, get a custom quote, and save both time and money. Learn more at progressive.com. So why don't we talk about what happened last night, the national championship, as we were going to get to it. And we certainly did. Baylor with an 86-70 blowout win over Gonzaga. Gonzaga, the number one team in the country from basically start to finish, undefeated. They were trying to do something that hasn't been done since 1976. They barely hung on to beat UCLA in the Final Four in the semifinal. And then they just had nothing left in the tank against Baylor. What a performance by Scott Drew and the Baylor Bears, who won their first title. And just to think, when Scott Drew showed up in Waco back in 2003, the whole program had been completely just destroyed by the previous coach, Dave Bliss, and major controversy going on with that program, where one player murdered another player. They had some other issues going on there as well. He only had 7 scholarships. He was doing tryouts on campus just to put a team together. And 18 years later, a national champion.
Gonzaga's got some obviously unbelievable talented guards. And one thing I tell you about our guys, though, when the best is needed, the best is usually provided. And as RG3 would always say, no pressure, no diamonds. Our guys, the better the opponent, the better they play. And they love being the first. First to win conference since 1950. First to win a national championship. I mean, that really motivates them. And when you got a competitor like that and a competitive group like that, really makes it easy to coach.
Scott Drew referencing RG3, who of course a Baylor product, but that program has come back from basically the ashes, literally. And Scott Drew has been there from the very beginning. So for Gonzaga, what does this mean when you're Mark Few? And you have, I mean, this is now for him. He continues to be the bridesmaid, yeah. Never the bridegroom. He gets there. It's the second time now. What is it, in 4 years he's gotten to a championship and has not been able to close the deal.
Good luck,
and Chuck. They get all the way here. Baylor had been waiting for him. They were supposed to play him early in the season. That game got canceled. You knew it was coming, and Baylor was ready for them.
Listen, Baylor just—they just beat us. They beat us in every facet of the game tonight, and deserve all the credit. And obviously we're all disappointed in here, but as I told the guys, like, you know, you make it this far and you're 31-0 going into the last 40 minutes of the season, there's absolutely nothing you should ever feel bad about. And they'll look back on this season as time passes as something just amazing and incredible. But again, hats off to Baylor. They dominated us on both sides of the ball.
Bart, real quick.
Yeah.
You're an athlete. You're a professional athlete. He said these guys will remember this years from now, his players, Gonzaga.
It's a bad dream.
If you're Kisper, if you're Timmy, if you're Suggs, are you really looking back and saying, wow, what a great time that was?
No. You went to, listen, the higher you are, the farther you fall. And you think about it, right? Now they're going to be known as paper champions, right? They're going to be known as a team that got all the hype, all the accolades, and got a beat down. They didn't just lose a nail biter with stuff. They got destroyed. They got beat down. It poses the question, should they ever have been the favorite to begin with, when you look at how Baylor thoroughly beat them down, how they physically beat them down, how they got up in their chest. And it wasn't even a contest. At no point do I believe that Gonzaga ever had a lead. And they took them out of their game, and they ran against some grown, hungry men.
It was 23-8?
It was ridiculous.
The start,
right?
They just right out of the gate. You blink your eye, the game started, turn your back, and it's like, wait, what? Like, the game was over.
And they got it down to 10 at halftime, and that was a miracle.
Then they got it to 9 in the second half, and you thought, okay, we're going to have a ball game. And then it went to 20 in a blink. So the Baylor was ready, and they were the better team, and they were the tougher team.
Battle-tested.
Physical.
Mentally.
Yes. And it's just, that's what it was. Gonzaga had a great team with a beautiful offense. But we didn't know about Baylor.
Every once in a while, it comes down to that grit.
What did you say when you beat the Patriots?
Ah, can't wait, baby.
Not only can't wait, you also said any team.
Any team can get beat.
Any team can
and
get
listen,
beat.
Listen, man, they were there, man. That was a tough team, man. I thought I was watching the football team. I'm like, man, who y'all train with? Like one team was doing Pilates, and the other team was doing hanglings.
All right, let's get some more in here. So we mentioned the trade of Sam Darnold to Carolina. I know, how dare we. But still, not just the impact on the Jets, but the impact on the Carolina Panthers, who, by the way, still have the number 8 pick. So we used to think, well, maybe they're going to try to trade up to get a quarterback, but now they don't have to because they have one. So what do they do with that number 8 pick, Mel Kiper Jr.?
They help him out with the left tackle, Penei Sewell from Oregon, who could definitely still be there with all their skill position players, the receivers going high, the quarterback's going high. If one of those receivers slid down there, I think you'd have to almost feel like you have to bring him in if it was a Devontae Smith or a Jamar Chase or a Jalen Waddle or a guy like Kyle Pitts. But if they're gone, I think you look at Penei Sewell. You put him at left tackle, you forget about him. Great blindside protector for Sam Darnold. Got strength on the right side. So all of a sudden, your bookend tackles are set for a while, and that would certainly help out Sam Darnold immensely, adding a player the caliber of left tackle of Penei Sewell from
Wouldn't
Oregon.
That'd be a perfect fit for there, you know, especially for Sam Darnold.
Not only Sam Darnold, it's also McCaffrey as well.
Yeah.
You know, McCaffrey and being able to create some running lanes. And listen, they also can take that, you know, that pick and do that, and they can get a receiver in the second round, man. I think Sam Darnold is set up for success. And if he doesn't succeed underneath all these great circumstances, then he is what Rex said he is. A guy is just a guy.
All right, last but not least, in the NFL also, Aaron Rodgers right now not playing quarterback. What is he doing? He's become a game show host.
You posed it as a question. What is he doing? The answer has to come in the form of a question, though.
I should have said Aaron Rodgers. And then the question would be, who is a game show host? Well, that would be the correct answer, not who is a quarterback of the Packers, because guess what? We don't know if he's really going to be quarterback of the Packers for much longer. At least he doesn't know. It's the beautiful mystery. But while hosting as a celebrity host on Jeopardy, there was a contestant who didn't have the answer on Final Jeopardy. So decided instead to use it as an opportunity to ask a question that so many Packers fans want to know.
Scott, did you come up with the correct response? Who wanted to kick that field goal? That is a great question. Should be correct, but unfortunately for this game today, that's incorrect, and you're going to lose 0.
All right, so as we know,
he lost what he wanted at the same time.
Yeah, so you remember, they were in the red zone twice, the NFC Championship game, and both times, instead of trying to go for it with Aaron Rodgers, Matt LaFleur decides we're going to kick field goals instead, and that became a bit of a controversy. So a very funny question there at the end. All right, that's Audio Files. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, Bart and Hahn. We are brought to you by My Computer Career Training for a better life. Bart, coming up, we'll take some phone calls. We got still have a bunch of calls to get to, so we'll grab calls and also discuss injury front now in the NBA, not just on one major contender on one coast, but now on the other coast, it's starting to become an issue. We will discuss. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E.
Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Bart and Han.
On ESPN Radio, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Bart and Han Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. If you missed any part of the show,
what the hell are you doing?
Well, that part of it too. But you can also get us anywhere that you get a podcast. Just go to wherever you have podcasts, wherever you enjoy your podcast, just put in Bart and Han, and we'll be there.
Like that?
We'll be here in our new home. We thank everybody here at Seaport for all the hard work that they've done to give us this new home. Bart and I finally in the same place together, and it's felt really good. It really has. It's been a lot of fun. So let's go through a couple of headlines here real quick, and then we'll get back to the calls before we call it a day. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So a couple of things. So the Nationals, so the Mets played last night after missing the weekend, and things went accordingly as Jacob deGrom started, and the bullpen gave the game away. The Nationals haven't played yet. Now, they've got 10 players on the IL. This, again, because of COVID issues that they had within the team. It's why the Mets didn't play all the weekend as well. They're supposed to play the Braves, but they put 10 players, it's amazing, on the IL. They've sidelined 11 players, for whom four of whom tested positive for COVID-19. So, they opened their season with a doubleheader against the Braves and all these issues around them.
Tough opponent to open up against.
Right. We told you about how Adam Schefter is reporting the Falcons now are open to trading the number 4 pick this after. Now the Jets decided to move Sam Darnold, which means they're staying at 2. The Niners have already traded up for number 3. Trevor Lawrence going 1. So the draft just continues to be all about the quarterbacks. Let's see. We got the Masters coming up this weekend as well, starting Thursday. Keep an eye on that. Bryson DeChambeau really excited about more is not only his power, but also messing around with some of his grips, phrasing, and everything else going on with him. So lots to talk about there. The Red Sox are unveiling blue-yellow uniforms.
Where does the yellow come from?
What are we doing? Right? I mean, some things should be classic, please.
Who making the uniform for them? Starter?
It'd be Nike, actually.
Nike would be messing up classics.
And one more thing. A trash can was tossed onto the field as the Astros played the Dodgers last night. And Dusty Baker said, you know, you can't let that bother you. You can't carry that scarlet letter around your whole life. I mean, we paid the price. It was kind of funny that Jose Altuve was at bat when someone decided to throw the garbage can onto the field. You're not hearing this?
I'm banging on the garbage can.
Remember,
it was getting to them last year before the pandemic hit.
At least
they were pleading. They were getting hit all the time. They were pleading to Major League Baseball, and they were trying to levy out suspensions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's like now half the guys are going. Springer's going. Correa said he's nowhere close to an extension.
Right.
So, like, all the people. So now it's going to be Dusty.
Altuve's the one guy.
Dusty's like, man, what I got to do with this, man?
That's true about Dusty. All right, let's grab a couple of calls. 888-SAY-ESPN. Let's see where we want to go here.
Killing my Tigers.
Yeah, you're right about that. All right, let's take Roy is in New York. Roy.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How we doing?
I wanted to go ahead and touch base with you because of the fact that I'm very, very concerned about the fact that race is coming into play with regards to this Justin Fields thing. Versus
who thinks it's race though, Roy? Because what any scout will tell you, it's really about the logo on the helmet. It's the fact that it's Ohio State. We had Matt Miller on last week, and that's what he said. He said the problem is, and thanks for the call. The problem is that it's about the fact that Ohio State doesn't turn out quarterbacks,
right? Or Alabama.
So it becomes like that. That's the issue. He said, don't scout the logo. That's what he's been saying. He feels that's the bias,
right? And he may be talking about Foxworth. What he said the other day about make sure the criticism of when you talk about he can't process, make sure that you can back that up with facts, you know, and not just saying because you have to understand the history of the quarterback position from the African-American standpoint, you know, just like saying, hey, he's a heady player, like for McCaffrey, like what does that mean? Because he's white, he knows the game, stuff like that. You know, we're past that. I don't think that's the narrative. Nobody.
All right, Bart, we're home. We'll be back tomorrow.
I can look you in the eyes. I holler.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Han weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Han, the podcast.